Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Charlie, two executives of a California company that helped build an anti-immigrant fence along the border with Mexico have pled guilty to what crime?
I would guess, and this is only because in keeping with the nine-year wait-wait tradition of stupid criminals,
yes,
that they were sort of employing or using illegal immigrant labor.
Of course that's what they were doing. Golden State Fence Company agreed to pay a fine of almost $5 million because of its persistent and knowing use of undocumented workers. And yes, back in 1997, the company did work on a border fence between the U.S. and Mexico. It is unknown if any illegals worked on that project. Investigators are reviewing security video of the worksite, trying to see if any of the employees are engaging in wry laughter.
As long as they were building the Mexico side of the fence,
it's all right.
It's all right.
Charlie, as you know, the military is under a lot of stress and finding itself without necessary equipment, and it's not just our military. The Scottish Regiment, part of the British Army, which has troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, is so under-equipped that its soldiers are being forced to share what?
Kilts.
Yes. The classic manly garment of the Highlands. Well, they're now mainly used for ceremonial purposes, but that doesn't make sharing one with Nigel and Colum any less distasteful. The 5,000 men of the Scottish contingent have only 350 kilts between them, making ceremonial parades difficult and formal balls impossible because nobody knows who's supposed to lead. A spokesman for the Scottish regiment says, quote, "The kilt is psychologically important for the identity of Scottish soldiers, presumably because they believe that their enemies will be too embarrassed to shoot at a man wearing a skirt."
You know why Scotsmen wear kilts?
Why do Scotsmen wear kilts?
The zipper would scare the sheep. I just heard that the other day.
Right now, all over America, kids are saying to their parents, "But why should the sheep be scared?"